Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 16th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 10:14 to 33 and reading the easy-to-read version. So my dear friends, stay away from worshiping idols. You are intelligent people. Judge for yourselves the truth of what I say now. The cup of blessing that we give thanks for is sharing in the blood sacrifice of Christ, isn't it? And the bread that we break is a sharing in the body of Christ, isn't it? There is one loaf of bread, so we who are many are one body, because we all share in that one loaf. And think about what the people of Israel do. When they eat the sacrifices, they are united by sharing what was offered on the altar. So am I saying that sacrifices to idols are the same as those Jewish sacrifices? No, because an idol is nothing, and the things offered to idols are worth nothing. But I am saying that when food is sacrificed to idols, it is an offering to demons, not to God. And I don't want you to share anything with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and then go drink a cup that honors demons. You cannot share a meal at the Lord's table and then go share a meal that honors demons. Doing that would make the Lord jealous. Do you really want to do that? Do you think we are stronger than He is? All things are allowed, you say, but not all things are good. All things are allowed, but some things don't help anyone. Try to do what is good for others, not just what is good for yourselves. Eat any meat that is sold in the meat market. Don't ask questions about it to see if it is something you think is wrong to eat. You can eat it because the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. Someone who is not a believer might invite you to eat with them. If you want to go, then eat anything that is put before you. Don't ask questions to see if it is something you think is wrong to eat. But if someone tells you that food was offered to idols, then don't eat it. That's because some people think it is wrong, and it might cause a problem for the people who told you that. I don't mean that you think it is wrong, but the other people might think it is wrong. That's the only reason not to eat it. My own freedom should not be judged by what another person thinks. I eat the meal with thankfulness, so I don't want to be criticized because of something I thank God for. So if you eat, or if you drink, or if you do anything, do it for the glory of God. Never do anything that might make other people do wrong, Jews, non-Jews, or anyone in God's church. I do the same thing. I try to please everyone in every way. I am not trying to do what is good for me. I am trying to do what is good for the most people so that they can be saved. That last passage that we read is a good life lesson that Paul wrote down for us. And it says, if you eat or if you drink or if you do anything, do it for the glory of God. It also says to never do anything that might make other people do wrong. And that's really important that we give glory to God as Christians. We give glory to God for all things in our lives. Even the things that are troubling us, even the things that we are going through, it's good to give glory to God to know that with our strong faith, if we can sustain a strong faith, we can sustain a strong rhythm of prayer, we can have God with us. We always have God with us, but God will provide for us. If we truly have the trust in God, God will provide for us. And I think it's also important that we never try to convince people to do things that we know are wrong or things that are wrong, we just don't know. Let's pray that we will just avoid temptations. We will avoid giving people temptations, and we will try to give glory to God more in our lives. Dear Jesus, help us to give you more praise and to glorify you more in our lives, to give you more praise in the things that we do in our life, but to also avoid temptations that you give, either if you're testing us or things that just come to us naturally that are temptations. Help us to avoid them as much as we can, and help us to not cause other people, your other children, our brothers and sisters, to try to cause sin, or help us to not tempt them into things that are shameful or sinful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.